tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two today. Couple of text messages, a couple of housekeeping things we want to get into. And this is interesting because a lot of people were thinking the same thing I was thinking. Let's start with this one first. I've got so many of them. Because she texted this to me, Penny did. She texted this to me actually up from St. Ignace yesterday's show. Senator Gary Peters led the bridge walk. Where was Gilchrist or Whitmer? Well, I explained Whitmer's in Japan on an economic tour. She's trying to bring Japanese companies to Michigan. Well, then today, follow-up, at the break, my question is then, who would have put the invitation out to Gary Peters? Governor Gretchen Whitmer is the person who would have given the opportunity to Peters. She's the governor. It's the governor's role to lead the pack of the bridge walk. Every single year, it's the governor. Well, she's in Japan. Now, while in Japan, the lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist, is the acting governor. So for all chain of command purposes, per our state's constitution, it would have been Garland Gilchrist's opportunity to do it. Well, she didn't allow Garland Gilchrist to do it. She gave it to Gary Peters. Again, I'm just sniffing it out here, folks. I think Peters is going to announce a run for governor. Especially once he got the taste of leading the pack on the bridge walk. Perhaps spent Labor Day on Mackinac Island. Maybe even staying at the governor's mansion. Whitmer could have said, here, Gary, here's the keys to the governor's mansion. Which, by the way, I don't know if you guys know the history of that governor's mansion right across from the Grand Hotel. It was a tax foreclosure. Back in the day, I think during the Depression, the rich millionaire guy that built that house couldn't pay the property taxes, then the state of Michigan foreclosed on it and kept it and turned it into the governor's mansion. Carla Wagner wants to eliminate property tax foreclosures. I'm just saying, connecting the dots. Bob down in Hillsdale. Randy, when Gary Peters decided not to run for re-election, I figured back then that he was going to run for governor. We'll have to wait and see. Amen, Bob. That's what I'm saying. Penny says, I thought the same thing. Yep. William Hamilton, down in Lapeer County. Carla Wagner is going to be at the 9th Congressional District meeting event tonight in Metamora. Oh, you betcha. And now that she's announced that she's running for governor, she's created a website, she's created a palm card, and getting signatures for her petition drive as well as petition signatures to be put on the ballot. She's going to pull this off. She may not get enough signatures for Axe My Tax to be on the ballot next year, but she's definitely, I think, going to get the 30,000. 15,000 is all you really need. But if you can max out, the maximum legal amount of signatures you can turn in running for governor is 30,000. And if she turns in 30,000, that's going to send a signal to the other candidates that she's got a ton of support here in the state of Michigan to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. This is going to be very, very interesting. So, here's the question. This is, without a doubt, probably going to be the most expensive primary race in the history of the state of Michigan. One of the things that you have to understand, this race to get the nomination on both the Republican and the Democrat side is critical. To make sure that they get the right candidate that can go on to win in November, not only defeating the Democrat and the Republican, but defeating the independent run of Mike Duggan. If the Republicans don't get the best candidate to beat Duggan, and if the Democrats don't get a good enough candidate to beat Duggan, Duggan's the next governor of the state of Michigan. It's that simple. Now, I've got a very simple question for you. If Carla Wagner running on eliminating property taxes in the state of Michigan is able to get enough signatures to be on the ballot for the Republican primary, and then is able to get enough funding to compete, $10 million to compete in the primary, does that issue give her enough horsepower to defeat both the Democrat and the other Democrat running as an independent, Mike Duggan, in the November general election? That is the question. And we're going to be following this every step of the way. Carla wants to come on my show, by the way, next week. She runs a restaurant business. And during the day from 7 a.m., I believe, until 2, they're open until lunchtime. She is doing the cooking because her cook had to take off for some issue, something happening. The fact is, I'm trying to read and talk at the same time. I apologize. This text message is interesting. Randy, it even gets more interesting in the primary race because of messaging. Being on a debate stage with these other candidates, Carla can run on eliminating property taxes and hammer them on not supporting cutting property taxes. Mike Cox has already come out publicly and said he's against the Axe My Tax petition drive. Eric Nesbitt hasn't said something either way, I believe. I don't think he's come out for or against it. John James, I don't even think, knows about it. So here is the thing. The process of what is going on in this race is going to come down to two things. You have to understand that only 20% of the voting population in the state of Michigan listen to this show, or even other shows like it. 80% of the voting population I've been told this term, this phrase by a political consultant. They are called the sheeple people. They have no idea what's going on in the state. They have no idea about the budget. They don't have any idea about Japan is where the current governor is during the budget process. They don't understand or know any of this stuff. But yet they vote. And you know how they vote? I know because I used to do it myself back in the 1980s when Vicky and I were running our businesses, raising our family. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. What name do I recognize the most? Go into a primary, three or four candidates running for whatever office it was. Didn't matter, governor, state representative, state senator. You know what? I think I've heard of this name the most. I'm going to vote for this person. Had no idea. Had no idea what their stances were on anything. I didn't know about their policies. I didn't understand anything about them. They could have been Democrats running as a Republican. I didn't know it. Well, I've heard of this name, so I'm going to vote for this person. I did it for years. My civic responsibility to go and vote. It's voting day. It's primary. Pick a candidate for the Republicans and then vote for him in November. That's the way I used to operate. Had no clue, no idea anything about them in any way, shape, or form other than they had an R behind their name. And I recognize their name the most, so I voted for them. 80% of our voting population operates that way. You have got to get your name recognition out there. You have got to put up the signs. You've got to run the ads in the newspaper. You have to run radio, TV. If it's a statewide race like governor, yeah, Carla's going to have to raise $10 million. She better have a sugar daddy somewhere that's willing to bankroll this race, because if she gets the signatures, oh yeah, baby. Absolutely. We'll get to the rest of your other text messages. I got text messages blowing up my phone. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. More text messages. Man, you guys are just typing away today. Greatly appreciate it. Carla Wagner is just enough of an outsider that she could potentially win the Republican nomination even without a lot of money. Word of mouth, grassroots are getting the signatures for the Axe My Tax campaign. She's the founder of it, Randy, and as the founder, if those people who get the signatures tell the people she's running for governor, that's 600,000 people right there. Look at the number of people who actually vote in an August primary in a midterm election. I checked out the numbers. The turnout is about half as much as it was last year in the 2024 primary. You know what? That is a dang good point. Thank you, Jim. Stop and think about this, folks. If we don't get out the vote, or we get out the vote of only our people, the sheeple people, the 80% that don't have a clue about what's going on in politics in any way, shape, or form, if they don't even show up, but our people show up, the 20% that are informed, like you guys, you guys that listen to this show, you guys that know what's going on, you know what's going on in your county parties. You know what goes on in state conventions. You're a precinct delegate. If you tell your friends to vote for Carla Wagner in the August 4th primary next summer, she could win. She could win the primary nomination. And then you know what happens? All the Republican PACs, President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, all of the PACs that are out there that are right now staying out of the Republican primary race, they're all going to dump in on her campaign. They don't want Mike Duggan, a Democrat running as an independent, to pull the con off on the people of Michigan and be the next governor. They surely don't want Jocelyn Benson to be the next governor. So they're all going to dump in on her campaign. Jim, you're right. I didn't even think about turnout. Historically, folks, midterm elections, the numbers are ridiculously low. So many people think that they did their civic duty in electing Donald Trump to come back to be the 47th president last year. Guess what? I'm not even voting next year. I'm so sick in politics. I'm so sick of these stupid TV commercials. Oh, my God. Every time I turn on Tiger baseball game during the break, there's three different commercials. Hi, I'm running for governor. Hello, I'm running for governor. Oh, my God. Oh, this is going to be crazy. You're right. I didn't even think of it. I just heard myself on the playback on the other backup computer. That was supposed to be a woman's voice, by the way. Anyway. Oh. Bob texting in. Yep. I think it is going to come out to turnout. And if our people get out and theirs don't, Carla wins. Well, this is going to be an interesting interview with Carla Wagner next week. I got to record it because she works during the day running her restaurant. And then at night, she goes around the state of Michigan. Tonight, she's going to be, is it tonight, Bill William Hamilton? Was that your message? Was that tonight? Let's see. One of the things, let's see. Oh, I just got a text from Senator John DeMoose. He's got an event coming up at Short's Brewery in Elk Rapids on Sunday, September 7th from 2:30 to 4:30. Well, I'm going to be attending that for sure. Absolutely. $50 to attend. Make your checks out to John DeMoose for State Senate. Yep. RSVP to Amelia at rightwaytowin.com. What the heck is that? Right way to win. Duh. Come on, Randy. You got to read these right. Rightwaytowin.com. Oh, that's a pack. That's right. Amelia Burns. She's the staffer for Congressman Jack Bergman. And in her off time, you know, not while she's getting paid on our dime from being a staffer for a U.S. congressman, she works for a political PAC. Right. She never does anything for Senator DeMoose during her scheduled time to be working for Congressman Jack Bergman. Wink, 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 wink. Yeah. Okay. And her phone number, some strange area code I've never seen before, 318. Where's that out of? 613-3758. Sunday, September 7th. That's going to be during a football game. At the Pole Barn Tap Room. She's got Pole Barn. It's Pole Barn, sweetie. P-O-L-E, not P-U-L-L. It's not a pole. Well, maybe it is a pole barn because it's a tap room. They're pulling beers, right? Maybe she did do it right. Pole barn. I didn't know they called it that. I know it's a big pole barn down in Elk Rapids. We're having all kinds of fun today on this Hump Day Wednesday. Top of the hour news break. The last hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.